Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from all out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. And of course, we have with us today David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about the foundation of our freedom. Now, you know, people say, well, we've heard about the Constitution before. Well, you're going to have to hear about it again because it's the very essence of what's going on today. If America is not a unique nation, why, it's not worth saving. And of course, if we did not have something that was the very foundation that has made this country the greatest country in the world, why, of course, there would be no hope that we could ever restore our freedom. But you see, America was different than any other nation. There's never been a nation that's been blessed as we have. There's never been a nation since the time when the children of Israel lived under the law back at the time of Samuel, where men have actually been free, where the power of government did not regulate them. Now, that change began changing very dramatically about, 60 years ago under the Roosevelt administration. And little bit by little bit, they began, of course, centralizing ever more power in Washington, D.C. At one time, matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were taken care of at the state and the local level. Today, everything is mediated through Washington, D.C., whether it be federal control over education, federal control of the environment, federal control of every aspect of what we do, and now increasingly monitoring everything out of what we do through the DARPA, through the Total Information Awareness. Now they've changed it to Terrorist Information Awareness, but it's exactly the same thing. They're keeping dossiers on everybody in America because we're moving from freedom to fascism. But we have to understand, of course, the foundation of our freedom, and that's why I've asked David Whitney, our pastor David Whitney, to be with us, because he works there at the Institute and, of course, is instrumental in helping to get these packets out across America. And David, these packets setting up the Institutes are really moving very well today, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and that's very encouraging. I don't know if your listeners are aware of it, but yesterday was a significant day, because it was Constitution Day. The 17th of September, 1787, was the day the Constitution was adopted by the convention. I mean, it took some time for the states to actually ratify it, so it was not on that same day, but we had a celebration down in Washington, D.C., at the home of President James Monroe, where we read through the Declaration of Independence and commented on various aspects of that, and then read through the entire text of the Constitution and all the amendments, and various speakers who are experts in different areas of the Constitution shared with us commentary on what has taken place. And it's very, very educational to realize that the first 10 of the amendments, the Bill of Rights, they were ratified very shortly after the Constitution itself was ratified. And then for about 60 years, there was very little change. Well, there was 2 amendments, so about 12 amendments, but it was not until the war between the states when the radical changes began. But Amendments 13 all the way to 27 have basically undermined the freedoms that our Constitution was founded to deliver for us.
Well, I think it's important that people understand the foundation of our freedom and then how it has, of course, been modified, and, of course, the amendments that were passed having to do with doing away with slavery were never meant, though, to change the whole structure of our society.
That's
right. It was simply to ensure that blacks would have the same rights as whites. You know, but of course not that government would regulate every aspect of our society. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest today is David Whitney, and of course we're talking about the Institute of the Constitution. We're talking about an understanding of the Constitution, and we want everybody in this audience seriously consider getting a packet from David's organization and setting up an institute, or simply taking it and learning yourself. But what a wonderful opportunity to begin to teach others, and others can begin to teach others. And 40 years ago, when I got started in the conservative movement, this is what we were doing. We were learning the Constitution, and they got away from that, and they began talking about all sorts of conspiracies and communism. But if you don't understand the foundation, you can't understand why communism is wrong. You won't understand why socialism is wrong. You won't understand the relationship between communism and socialism and fascism. You have to know what you believe in before you know what you're against. So, David, of course, the Institute of the Constitution is really aimed at teaching people the very foundations of our freedom, isn't it?
That's right. And most people would say, oh, Dr. Stan, that sounds like a great idea. I want to do something to help, but how in the world could I ever teach the Constitution? I don't know much about it myself, and that's why we put together this kit. It consists of 12 lectures by constitutional law professor Dr. John Eidsmo, who is a Christian professor and who interprets our Constitution from the original intent of the founders. He demonstrates in the first several lectures the history underpinning our Constitution, that we were founded as a Christian nation by the vast majority of Christian leaders who understood the Christian worldview and how the scriptural principles regarding human government, how they would be applied in a system of government that was seeking to follow what God's law said. So they were specifically structuring the Constitution with the intent of saying, in light of what God has taught us in Scripture about human nature, and what God has taught us about human government, what would be the best design? And they were masterful. We really owe them a great debt of gratitude. They were masterful in structuring the form of government, limited government that has accountable structures built within, checks and balances, not only limiting the federal government's encroachment upon the individuals, but the federal encroachment upon states and states' rights. All these things, as you've mentioned, have been devolved and in part destroyed. And the reason the socialists have been able to get away with it is that people in our country do not study the Constitution. And part of that, of course, is the government school system, which is
David, you're going to have to hold that thought right there, because we're going to have to bring one more station right on. We'll be right back here. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is David Whitney, and of course we're going to let him just get into the background. But to understand why it was so important that they would take the Ten Commandments out of the Supreme Court building in Mobile, Alabama, it is the idea of taking God out of our country and God's laws out of our country. Well, America was founded based upon the fact that freedom comes from God, and that governments are created among men to ensure the God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and they're to be established with the consent of the governed. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. And the Constitution was simply how you would then structure a government that would carry out the various tenets of the Declaration of Independence. You cannot separate one from the other. And, of course, that's what the people who hate God will do. Yeah. And, of course, these people really intend to have a dictatorship. These are the socialists. These are the people who want an all-powerful government. And they, of course, want to replace God with, of course, government that they control. This is what it's all about. And where is the Christians? Why aren't they up in arms? Well, we're a nation of laws. No, we have lawbreakers right there in the Supreme Court.
That's right.
They were put in the Supreme Court for that purpose. And, of course, when they first took God out of our schools, there was a tremendous outcry for the impeachment of many of the Supreme Court justices, but because they control the media as well, of course they ridicule now anybody who says things like that. Look at the editorials ridiculing the Judge Roy Moore, never pointing out that he had not only a right, he had a moral obligation to object to a judicial decision that was founded based upon of the ideas of a man who hated God and hated America and was using his judicial position to further undermine the very fabric of our society. And we've got a lot of Supreme Court justices who need to be impeached.
That's right.
And of course, not only that, but there's legislation in Congress right now you're not hearing about through the controlled media, but actually to limit not only the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, but their ability to have anything to do with God or prayer or anything else in the Ten Commandments. And we need to get that legislation through.
That's
so
right.
You go ahead there, David.
And it's encouraging as well. It's not only happening in the Congress here in Maryland. We're working with a state legislator and a House a delegate, actually, to put together a piece of legislation to do a very similar thing here in Maryland. And the plan is that Judge Roy Moore is going to be here in October, the first Friday in October. He's going to be speaking to our class and guests on the 3rd. And then on the 4th, there's going to be a press conference at which those legislators are going to announce with Judge Roy Moore that they're moving to rule that the federal government cannot say anything about the state of Maryland placing a Ten Commandments in any public place, in any public building in the state of Maryland. In other words, the feds don't have jurisdiction over the state of Maryland. As a matter of fact, that's what the Constitution was designed to do, to prevent the federal government from encroaching upon the rights of the states and the rights of the individuals. That's how the Constitution was constructed, to limit, to put up a fence and prevent the federal government from encroaching upon God-given rights. Unfortunately, many people don't understand that our rights come from God, and they think somehow government gives our rights, and if government gives our rights, they can take them away.
Well, you know, I think what's really so interesting, of course, I was doing a program not too long ago with a black woman who, you know, of course, we were talking about what was going on, and she said, why you're advocating states' rights, you know, and of course, states' rights has to do with racism and bigotry, and of course, she doesn't really understand that the whole idea of separation of powers, judicial, executive, legislative, we learn that in school, but also separation of powers between the federal and the state
and the
local government.
Yes.
And that was, of course, to diffuse power so it could never be misused. And, of course, what they're doing now in the name of fighting terrorism with the Office of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act and DARPA and, of course, the Terrorist Information Act, all of these things. All of this is, of course, to centralize power in Washington, D.C., and, of course, that is the path to tyranny.
That's right. And, you know, the interesting thing is if you study the way that the Constitution was structured, none of this should happen because the checks and balances were put in place. The problem is, and our founders understood this, if you get non-Christian men or Christian who claim to be Christian men but are unprincipled, if you allow them into positions of power, whether as president, whether as congressman, senator, or whether as judge, Supreme Court or otherwise, if you let unprincipled men who are really not truly committed to the Constitution, they will undermine the Constitution. And that's what's been going on for more than 80 years now, as unprincipled people in the White House, in the Supreme Court, and on Capitol Hill have undermined the Constitution. But the Constitution was structured such that the people were to have a check on the power of a central government. And that check was through their representatives. But if the people don't know their role, their place, their job, if they think, well, we can just kind of cruise here on autopilot and not worry about our government because we just elect these people and they do whatever they do. But the people need to understand the Constitution themselves. And in understanding the Constitution, they need to hold their officials, whether they're a president, whether a congressman, a senator, or a Supreme Court justice, they need to hold their officials' feet to the fire and hold them accountable. And that's why I've gotten involved with teaching the Institute on the Constitution, because I believe the way back for our nation is for a groundswell of millions upon millions of Americans who understand the Constitution and then who demand of their elected officials that they abide by the Constitution. And they refuse to put into office anyone who will not abide by the Constitution, that they demand the impeachment of Supreme Court justices who violate their oath of office and to uphold the Constitution, that they demand the impeachment of presidents who violate their oath of office by violating the Constitution. And that's what needs to take place, to take our country back to the constitutional republic that it was founded to be. So that's why we've put together a kit with these 12 lectures that Dr. John Eidsman, like I said, you don't have to be an expert on the Constitution to be able to host a class. He does an excellent job through these 12 half-hour lectures of explaining in detail the history, the philosophy, the worldview behind the founders and why they structured our form of government the way they did. Then walking through each article of the Constitution and then each of the amendments of the Constitution, and also kind of taking us through an action plan at the end of the series as to where to from here. Now that we have this understanding, what should we do with it? One of the things we need to do with it is teach it to other people. We need to take it to other people. People need to take this course to their churches. Churches were once the bastion of liberty and freedom in our land. And Alexis de Tocqueville, a Frenchman who came to our country to kind of explore what was making America so successful and so unique, he saw the power of the pulpits in America, that they flamed with righteousness. And he saw that the church, in a sense, was a counterbalancing, it was the conscience of the nation, and it did not allow the nation to go down a moral freefall as we have been going down. So churches need to be a place where this is taught, and Christians need to be activated to recognize that they have a God-given role to be salt and light in a nation that everybody admits, a nation in terrible moral decay. So this kit not only includes those 12 lectures, it includes a notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures, and then a series of questions and fill-in-the-blanks that the host can lead the class through. Of course, the host is given the answers so that they know exactly what the answer is to each of those questions. But that just helps solidify the information and the teaching that Dr. Eidsman is doing. In addition to that, we have used David Barton's two lectures, one dealing with the myth of separation of church and state, how this totally false idea has been propagandized upon American people and how they have believed it. And the other is the false idea that character doesn't count. You remember through the Clinton administration we heard that again and again. Oh, character doesn't count. It doesn't matter what a man does in his pride, blah, 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 blah. Well, no, our founding fathers knew that character counted, because if you had somebody in office who was unprincipled, like a Clinton, you were going to have the destruction of liberty. And that's what's gone on for 80 years in our nation. Unprincipled men, their feet not held to the fire, and the time to change it is now. And one of the means to activate it, the means to kind of light the fire, is to teach these institutes on the Constitution all over our nation.
I agree with you totally. What we need are men in office who fear God. And, of course, we have to get people to begin to understand that the people who control both political parties are going exactly the same direction. Mm-hmm. What we're going to have to do is get people outside of the political structure to run for office and build a groundswell of support for them. And it can only be done by informed people.
Yeah.
If you had 20 institutes of the Constitution in any congressional district, you could elect a mm-hmm. congressman there who believed in God and who believed in America, and he could be back there helping Ron Paul. And mm-hmm. there were about between 50 and 70 congressmen back there who had the courage to vote to get us out of the United Nations. Mm-hmm. Now, you do that, you don't get any help from the Republican National Party, because, of course, the people who control the Republican Party believe in world government,
yes.
just as the people who control the Democratic Party. But we can get more and more people back there, but it's up to you. But you have to start someplace. And, of course, we put together a 10-point program many years ago. Number one was make sure you have a personal relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord. Number two was find out about the foundations of our freedom. That's why I was so excited when I heard about the Institute of the Constitution, an opportunity for you to not only to learn yourself, but in the process of learning yourself, to teach others about the really this miraculous document, imperfect because it was made up by men, but the greatest document of all mm-hmm. time. You know, they did a recent analysis over in Iraq, asking people, you know, how many of them wanted a democracy, and actually the majority didn't want a democracy, but they asked what country they would like to be like most, and about 80% of them said they'd like to be like the United States.
Mm.
Well, I think that tells us a lot.
Yes.
It tells us that they recognize that this country has freedom, and of course, as a byproduct of freedom has come prosperity. But of course, we turn our back on freedom. We turn our back on prosperity, and of course, everything else that makes life worthwhile. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few moments with David, and of course, If you have a question or comment, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Tape set, Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. You might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is radio health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamex, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamex. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you heard we were talking about our 4-tape set on Genocide and about the talk that was given by Dr. Day. He wasn't the president of Planned Parenthood. He was the medical director of Planned Parenthood back in the early 1960s. But he gave a talk in 1969. He laid out the whole plan. He talked about the Order, a group of men who really controlled the world. And, of course, he was working very, very closely with them and about how they were going to create new diseases and withhold treatments for cancer. But we have a 4-tape set based upon that talk he gave. It's called The New Barbarians. And I will tell you, it's one of the most devastating tape sets. And there's also a complete transcript of everything in there, except, of course, for my interview. We've included my interview with Dr. Dinigan. I tracked him down. I wanted to know if this was really true. And I interviewed him a few years ago when he was still practicing medicine there in Pittsburgh. He's actually retired now. But if you want to get the special tape set with the transcript, it's called The New Order of the Barbarians. That's The New Order of the Barbarians. It is one of the most devastating tape sets you've ever heard, available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want to mention the water filters we carry, both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey, of course, is $239.95. The Berkey Light is $199.95. The Big Berkey stainless steel. The Berkey Light is Lexan, so it's transparent. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters. The Berkey Light has chemical filters, but they do a great job of purifying the water. And of course, they're both available through Radio Liberty. You can go to our website. If you'd like to have better tasting water, get rid of the chlorine and the metals. If you want to get rid of any of the pesticides, herbicides, bacteria, or you just want something for emergency purposes, you know, in case you didn't have water and you had to use pool or pond water, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website and you can see them there. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is David Whitney, and we're talking about the Institute of the Constitution. We've got Spencer calling from Ohio. Spencer, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. When USA Today reported that 77% of the American public supported Honorable Judge Roy Moore's monument carved out in plain English so all the Jews and Gentiles alike could read it, well, why then would District Judge Thompson violate Article 6, which binds him to the Constitution, why would he get away with that?
All right. Good question. Thank you, Spencer. What's your response to what Spencer said? Why would the judge do what he did?
Well, there's a number of things that are wrong with what the judge did. First of all, the judge has no jurisdiction over the state of Alabama, specifically the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama. The only jurisdiction that would be held federally over the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama would be the Supreme Court of the United States. So the very fact that this lower federal court judge has violated his jurisdictional bounds is one element that he's gone off on. And furthermore, it's very clear that the First Amendment does not, as Judge Moore has pointed out, does not apply to the state of Alabama, as the First Amendment says Congress. It does not say the Supreme Court of the state of Alabama, the governor of the state of Alabama. No, it says Congress, the United States Congress shall not make any law, and so on. So there's a number of things wrong. The reason he is able to get away with it is he is backed up by the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
he is backed up by our president, by the attorney generals, and by even the governor of the state of Alabama. Has not only Judge Roy Moore has stood toe-to-toe against this violator of the Constitution.
But don't forget the media. The big the people who control the media hate the fact that this is a Christian nation. And of course, there are people within the judiciary who hate Christianity, who hate individual freedom, who want to do away with the very foundation of our freedom, which was based upon God's law. And of course, the Ten Commandments and God and the Bible were the basis of all the original laws in America for the first 150 years, as laid out in Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. If you get that and you read it, you will find that, of course, everything was based upon God's law.
And of course, all the lawyers today are trained in law schools that hate God's law, and they don't teach them God's law. As a matter of fact, Judge Roy Moore, in his own testimony at one time, shared that the reason he began to understand the real issues of what is wrong with our country is that he began to read Blackstone. He never read it in law school. They were talked about it and so forth, but they never cracked that book open. But he began to read on his own, and he began to discover that what he had been taught in law school was completely false. And it was a pagan worldview that was being propounded there in law school, not the Christian worldview. And so he made an about-face in terms of his own experience. But that's part of the problem. All judges are nothing but two-bit lawyers in cheap black robes, right? And if they had been trained in the Christian-hating legal tradition that is part of every single, well, not every single, there might be one exception, like Faulkner University's law school that Dr. John Eismo is teaching at, but almost with one or two exceptions, they're taught a Christian-hating and anti-God perspective on law, and what they're basically taught, if they're taught anything about the Constitution at all, they're taught how to evade the Constitution, how to avoid the implications of the Constitution, and basically how to get around and ignore the Constitution or treat it, as they like to say, a living, breathing document, which it is not at all.
And I think what's really important for people to understand and for Spencer to understand, I'm sure he understands this, is that there really is a conspiracy against God. There is an organized, orchestrated movement out there to destroy the Christian heritage of our nation. And you say, where did it come from? Well, it started back in the Garden of Eden. There really are satanic cults here. If you don't believe it, you live in Santa Cruz, go down to the Gateway Bookstore on Pacific Avenue and get the books out on Satanism and witchcraft. But of course, you can go to bookstores all across the county, and you can get books on Harry Potter, all about witchcraft. And you don't understand, if you read the Bible, it tells you to abhor this sort of thing. And yet, of course, many even of our major Christian ministries are saying, oh, well, of course, Harry Potter is wonderful. It's teaching children how to read. Well, would you really want them to read Playboy? Would you want them to read Hustler? That would be reading as well, polluting their minds. There is a conspiracy against God, and this is really what the whole conflict with Judge Roy Moore is about. And it's about time somebody got up and said it. And that's what we're doing. And of course, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, David Whitney, and then we'll tell you how to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8222. 1-800-273-8095.
Could you believe that there is an organized effort to dumb down children all across America as we see falling SAT scores? It's very easy to say, well, gee, we need to just spend more money. That'll solve our problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that won't solve the problem at all, because there is an organized program within the hierarchy of education to dumb down our children intentionally. Outcome-Based Education is a fascinating book written by Pamela Hobbs Hofker and Pat Lutzik, going into the background of the program of the humanists who gained control of the educational establishment in the United States to change the attitude of our children, to change their attitude towards God and family and country. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Outcome-Based Education. And once you understand what they're doing to your children, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention our Miracle 2 soap products, and of course, we can't make any medical claims for them. We can just tell you that a lot of the people who use these and get them from us really do feel that they're miraculous, and they really do seem to help them. So if you'd like, of course, to give them a try, and there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which they suggest you take a little of it, and of course, some people say it helps their heartburn, and some people say it helps the lower digestive tract. A lot of people have said it helps their acne and their rashes. People with rashes, that nothing else would help. We can't tell it's going to help, but all we can do is say, give it a try, and if it helps you, why that's wonderful. Of course, if you want more information, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And if you'd like to put in an order, of course, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And of course, then we want to tell you about Phonopoly. It's a board game that will teach you or your children or your grandchildren how to read, how to pronounce words, how to spell phonetically. And really, what a wonderful thing to be able to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. They're dumbing down our children intentionally in school. We're spending more money on education than any other country in the world, and we've got one of the lowest SAT scores in the entire world, right along with Latvia and Lithuania. This didn't happen by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They are against God, they're against children, they're against education. They've done a magnificent job, at least for your own child's sake. Why, get them a Phonopoly set. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. Five board games, two bonus games, and a couple of books we throw in. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is David Whitney. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution?
They can call us, and our phone number for the Institute on the Constitution is 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And we have a website, www.iotc, that's IOTConline, all one word, .com. And actually, on the front page of that website, we have a 5-minute video clip right now of the rally that was held for Judge Roy Moore, at which he spoke, at which Alan Keyes gave a fiery speech, and there's several minutes of interview with him, and probably only someone with broadband or high-speed internet access would be able to download that 5-minute video clip. But it's an excellent presentation of the issue. And what's taking place, just as you said, is a war against God. And those who wanted to destroy our country recognized that the Constitution was the major thing that stood in their way. And there were several other, barriers, like private education. So they forced compulsory public education upon us. So they had a strategy. They had a plan. And that plan's been working for, I think, over 100 years. They have been working on this plan to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation.
Let me just comment there. It was back in April of 1974 when Richard Gardner, who of course is a Rhodes Scholar and member of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote an article in Foreign Affairs magazine talking about how they were going to have to do an end run around the Constitution to bring us into this world government, use the GATT, the General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, the Law of the Sea Treaty, the World Trade Organization, all of these things, doing an end run around the Constitution. And now we see how the World Trade Organization is telling America how we what we will do with our tariffs and what we'll do with our subsidies and how we'll run our country. And they, in fact, for a time, they even had difficulty taking MTBE out of the gasoline in California because we were in violation of World Trade Organization and NAFTA regulations. But, of course, what's really so interesting, of course, is that we have a new presidential candidate now, just declared the other day. His name is General Wesley Clark, just happens to be a Rhodes Scholar and, of course, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, because the Rhodes Scholars always join the Council on Foreign Relations when they come back. And, of course, you said this goes back over 100 years. Yes, it does. It goes back to Cecil Rhodes, a secret society created in 1891, aimed at world government and, of course, rejoining the United States to Great Britain, which is why the only country that really backs us in Iraq, of course, was Great Britain. Mm-hmm. This Anglo-American establishment is still there. Well, go ahead, David. Right now, I think we have Fred on the line.
Okay, Fred, go ahead.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Right.
To try and understand what kind of government we have right now, I've been reading everything I can on Karl Marx and Hegel and so and so forth, and it seems like Karl Marx, he was in the critique, he was exchanging democracy and communism in the same word.
Now, in other words, basically, Karl Marx advocated democracy, and so did, of course, our president and Bill Clinton and Al Gore. Everybody tells us we're a democracy, and that's exactly what Karl Marx advocated was democracy, because that was a means of destroying freedom.
Yeah, basically, what that meant was getting rid of private property and the state.
But of course, it was not getting rid of the state. He wanted the dictatorship of the proletariat. He wanted to centralize all power with Washington. Mm-hmm. Only when, of course, man had improved with the state wither away, but he was smart enough to know the state was never supposed to wither away. It was a means of establishing a dictatorship, because he was paid by some very wealthy people in an organization known as the Society of the Just, which, of course, many people believe was an offshoot of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. But what I've been able to see right now is that Russia never had communism, and we've never had a democracy. We have probably closer to, if you read in the encyclopedias and whatever, you'll find that we basically have a fascist government now.
We've had a republic, and we're moving towards fascism. You're
That's
absolutely right.
And it's interesting, if you read the Communist Manifesto, you read the planks of the Communist Manifesto, some of those are exactly what we have.
I think all of those.
Central education.
Way back when I was in high school, I remember in our social studies book, we had the Constitution and we had the Russian Constitution, and they were sitting side by side, and they read almost the same. And I thought that was quite interesting.
Well, I think that what you have to realize, of course, is that in the Russian Constitution, all the rights came from government.
That's right.
In the American Constitution, the rights come from God. Hey, thanks so much, Fred.
Have a good to talk with you, Fred.
But there were 10 points in the Communist Manifesto: a progressive income tax, an inheritance tax, government control of property. Of course, they do that through the environmentalism.
And
government control of certainly of the unions, of agriculture, government control of industry, and then, of course, a free public education for every student. And that's exactly what we have today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've adopted every plank of the Communist Manifesto without the American public even knowing.
That's right. And that's where the education is so essential, for people to understand what our country was founded to be. See, none of us who are alive today have ever experienced anything but the big government, anything but this centralized Washington bureaucracy controlling most every aspect of our lives. Now, those who are older have experienced less of it, but none of us have been free from it completely, so it's very hard for us to imagine what our founding fathers envisioned because we haven't seen it. We haven't experienced it. So most Americans think, well, this is the way it always was. You know, this is the way it was 200 years ago. No, it was not. If you study the history, especially if you study the original intent of the founding fathers in structuring our nation through the Constitution, you understand that they had a very limited role for the central government. Actually, the state governments were much stronger and much more powerful, and up until the war between the states, people saw their state as their nation, essentially, and their loyalty first was to their state, and only secondly was it to the federal union. That's why when President Lincoln came to Robert E. Lee to ask him if he would be his general for this war that he was concocting, Lee refused because he said he couldn't fight against his own nation, the state of Virginia. Oh, how far we've come from that. The states have been reduced to nothing more than, you know, little jurisdictional things like counties, basically, and the federal government is everything, and as you have said, it's in control of everything and now is spying on us all and trying to take away the last vestiges of liberty that we have through things like the Patriot Act. And I understand that now they're proposing, I don't know if it's actually gone through yet, but proposing a CAPS II to look at every single person that travels on an airplane and give them a assigned color. Green, that means they go through without any trouble. Yellow, they're thoroughly searched. Or red, they're stopped altogether. So every person in America that ever travels on an airplane, if this goes through, is going to be investigated by the federal bureaucracy in whatever they can get on us. Whether, you know, they look at our bank accounts or our credit card records or whatever they want to look at to determine whether we are safe and they can trust us or not. Well, we should not trust them.
Well, Chris, you know, it's so funny. A lot of people will say, well, look, I've got nothing to hide. I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know, I have nothing to fear from government. And it sort of reminds me of a young man who was a highway patrolman here in Santa Cruz, and I took care of him many years ago when he broke his leg. And he was an expert on Russia. He spoke fluent the Russian. He had actually studied out at Cabrillo College, and he would actually take trips over to Russia, and of course he would get free transportation, and of course he really thought it was a wonderful society. I mean, he saw the great progress that they'd made from, at least he believed the, you know, how terrible things were before the revolution. Oh yes, of course there was some limitation of freedom, but he didn't think that was too bad. Until one day, of course, he had heard somebody was going to try to defect to the United States, and he went to visit them. And when he went to visit them, it was evening, and suddenly the lights went out in the apartment, and people are banging on the doors, and the telephone's ringing, and they couldn't even carry on a conversation. He started out the door he was leaving, and suddenly as he walks down the hall, there's a man in an overcoat with a hat on either side, and they're talking to him in Russian, asking him what he's doing visiting the defector. And he says in English, why, you know, I'm an American, I don't speak English. And they said in Russian, of course you speak Russian, you know. You were trained at Cabrillo College, and they started telling him where he lived in America. Mm. And at that point, why he became an anti-communist. And of course, maybe it's going to take something like that before the American people to realize that freedom is never free. Yeah. And there are always those who would take away our freedom. And where do they gravitate? They gravitate into government. Mm-hmm. And there are communists working in our government right now and in our city, all across this country. Why? Because they think globally, but they work locally. And they are willing to commit their whole lives to control the rest of us. Yeah. And I would simply ask, what are the people out there in the listening audience willing to do to get involved, to try to preserve our freedom? Because remember, freedom once lost is never, never regained.
That's correct. And, you know, one of our founding fathers said that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, that we must fight for our freedom. And that's part of the problem of what's taken place in our nation, that now for several generations, people have given up the fight for freedom. And they have just kind of relaxed and said, let's let the government go on autopilot, you know, show up and vote once every few years, and that's all our involvement needs to be. Well, we can get involved, and that's why the Institute on the Constitution is an excellent place to start. It gives people a tool that is usable, easy for anyone to do this, whether they gather a group of people together at their church or maybe their community center, they gather some friends together or members of the community, or maybe they go to one of the service organizations. You know, most of the service organizations in the community, like the Lions Club or Kiwanis and so forth, they have as one of the planks of the purpose for their existence a civic education plank. And most of them do very little in that regard. This would be an excellent tool to take into any of those organizations and say, hey, I would like to help you fulfill your purpose of educating the people in your organization about our form of government and what our form of government was founded to be, and studying the Constitution. And I know that most people have never sat down because our, you know, government schools have avoided actually teaching the original intent of the Constitution to most students. So most students and graduates from those schools don't have an education in the Constitution, and they would be interested in studying the Constitution. So there's many opportunities for people to take this kit into their community. And as you mentioned earlier, if they want to get a hold of us at Institute on the Constitution, they can call us at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or they can actually order the kit online at www.iotconline.com.
Well, you know, somebody once said, freedom, never close thine eyes in slumber, for thine enemies never sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there have always been those who want power. And power is the greatest aphrodisiac of all time, at least according to Henry Kissinger. And, of course, there really are those who would establish a fascist society here. They've been working for over 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they want to use America's wealth and America's power to bring about a one-world government. And that's why, of course, we have troops stationed all throughout the world today. We have troops stationed to a greater or lesser degree in 120 countries. We have troops in Japan 60 years, in Germany 60 years,
mm-hmm.
in South Korea 50 years or more. And, of course, we have our troops still stationed in Kosovo and Bosnia. And, of course, whether you realize it or not out there in the listening audience, if you really think we went into Iraq to bring democracy, why, you know, you probably would like some of those shares I have in the Golden Gate Bridge. The plan is at least 10 years of occupation, probably closer to 50. So you better understand, we know people are going over there with five-year contracts as civilian administrators. Yesterday, you listened to my excellent interview with Paul Sperry, and incidentally, you need to get his book, Crude Politics. If you do, and you ask for a copy of that interview I did with him, you'll get that free of charge. But, of course, Paul Sperry said his contacts in the Pentagon tell him that we're planning on being there 10 years. Now, they're not going to tell the American people that.
That's right.
Not when they've already put out $79 billion, and they're asking for another $89 billion, and that's just the beginning.
Oh, yes.
So it's about time you got involved. Because, of course, they're going to bankrupt this country,
yes.
And that will destroy your everything you saved for, the value of your home, the value of your pension fund, the value of your bank account, your annuities, your CDs. When freedom is lost, why, of course, everything is lost as well.
And in order for them to establish the new world order, which our current president believes in as much as his father did, in order to establish that new world order, they have to make America weak. They cannot have a strong government in the United States, nor can they have a strong military in the United States or a strong economy. They have to weaken our nation in order to achieve their ultimate purpose of this new world order. And it's a world order that, as we read Scripture, fits perfectly with what biblical prophecy talks about of the Antichrist in control of everything and every nation worldwide. And that's something that we as Christians should oppose. We should stand against the evil designs of the enemy and advance freedom and liberty. As Christ has set us free, let's not become entangled again in the yoke of bondage. And that's exactly what the socialists and the One World Order people want to do. They don't want free people. They want slaves, ultimately, although they would prefer the slaves don't know that they're actually slaves. Instead, they want them to be deceived into thinking that they've got great liberty. It's interesting to hear Americans talk about our great freedoms and our great liberties. And I was talking with a friend who had a neighbor who was cutting down a tree in his yard. This is his own private property, you know, and you would assume he has complete property rights over a tree in his property and he can cut it down. Well, not so in our county. there is a control over what trees you can cut down, and you have to apply for a permit to cut down the tree in your own yard. This is ridiculous. They're making a point that your property does not belong to you. It's under the control of the government. You just have the freedom to pay the taxes on it.
And, of course, that's why you need to get the Communist Manifesto and read the 10 planks and realize that we've adopted every single one of them here. And the fact that you don't hear that from Rush Limbaugh or from Hannity or from Michael Savage is simply a reflection of why we're in so much trouble today. Mm-hmm.
That even the conservatives, and this is the case with Judge Roy Moore, you hear the ACLJ coming out and saying, Judge Roy Moore is wrong. We agree with him in principle, but he's wrong because he's disobeying the law. What law? It's the edict of a federal judge. It's not law. There's no law written down. He violated no law. He kept his oath of office, whereas the judge who issued the edict violated his oath of office. So we have those who claim to be on our side actually completely deceived.
Anyway, we're in real trouble. David, God bless you. Thanks so much
for
being
with us.
Thank you
so much, Sam.
And again, that number, 410-760-9068.
Right.
Help us get the truth out about America's Christian heritage across America. Bye-bye, and thank you.
Let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited. And they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time I want to mention that we hope that many of you out there will want to get to some of the items that we offer through Radio Liberty. You can get any five of the videos. They're an hour, two-hour videos, Brotherhood of Darkness, the Electricity Crisis, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, Population Control, the War in Iraq, the War in Arabia. All of these are available, any five of them for $69.95, and we pay the postage. We have all sorts of fascinating specials. We have a four-tape set on the secret government or a secret government special. We have, of course, a Pagan Agenda special. We have a Kennedy assassination special. They're all $69.95, and, of course, we pay the postage on those. What we want you to do is get the information and learn it, and then help us to get that information to others, because that's how we're going to begin to take America back. And remember, as Dante said in his classic The Inferno, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain a position of neutrality. There is no position for neutrality today. We are all involved in this battle. So give serious consideration to joining with us in this and getting the information. And, of course, if you would like to get one of our catalogs, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Look at those various tape sets. I think it'll be fascinating. We have tape sets on the Bohemian Grove. We have tape sets on the Skull and Bone Society, the secret organization at Yale University that has provided so many people for the CIA and so many people within finance and so many people in the government, so many people within the government today. And, of course, remember that website is www.wiotconline. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and the website for the Institute of the Constitution, iotconline.com. That's IOTC, online.com. That's for Institute of the Constitution, online.com. They're great people. We work with them. We believe in what they're doing. We hope you will as well. And what's really so encouraging, when we, of course, started working with them, they weren't putting out very many of the institutes. And I agreed to help them. And I know that the last couple of weeks, every week, they've been putting out 10 of them. And those, of course, you know, will not only start an institute, but they'll be used over and over and over again as we begin reaching more and more and more people out across America with an understanding of the Christian foundation of America that you never learned in school and, of course, is never mentioned by the controlled media that hates God and hates Christianity and hates the faith of our founding fathers. Well, we hope that many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, you'll get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out 5 hours every day, every week on 59 different outlets across America with the information you're not going to get elsewhere. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it's as simple as picking up your phone and calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV. War. And if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'd love to send you one. Same telephone number. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, either by itself for $12.95 or as part of the Brotherhood of Darkness special for $29.95, and we'll begin taking you into the background of the history of the wars of the last century. But the best way to get a thorough history of the wars of the last century is my talk on the Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, then you can get the syllabus that goes with that, if you'd like. And, of course, the syllabus will give you all the documentation about how all of these wars were contrived, including the current war in Iraq, where our boys are dying. Of course, every day, one or two are wounded or killed. And, of course, we've had over 1,000 casualties there. And the plan is to keep us there at least 10 years. So you have to understand they're not telling the American people the truth about much of anything. That's the war in Iraq, and you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and you get a reduced price if you get the syllabus right along with that. Incidentally, I'll be giving a talk up at the Pleasanton on Saturday. That's the talk I'll actually be giving there, is the war in Iraq. And if you're interested in going, it's where 680 and 580 cross the Hilton Hotel there. If you want to get in for nothing, you have to call the Southwest Radio Church, and if you don't know their telephone number, why, we'll be glad to give it to you. If you call ahead of time and are pre-registered, you get in for nothing. Otherwise, I think it's $10. But that's this Saturday at 9 o'clock in Pleasanton. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. We actually carry the Berkey water filters there if you're interested in getting one, both the Big Berkey and Berkey Light and Berkey products. You can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day. You can listen to our archive programs. And, of course, please tell others about our programs, because that's how we're getting information out across America. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.